It's rolling.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry. Okay.
You did a good rendition of that theme song.
I was just singing to it because it's like one of my favorite theme songs. Anyways, welcome to another episode of Living on Blankets with your host Bob, and this is our special guest star Todd.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Todd.
Living on Blankets. What's the concept of the show? I my people didn't tell me. They just said I was booked on a job. Is it specifically about how to live on just some blankets?
No, I just live on blankets.
You don't have a... You live on... What's wrong with living on blankets? Are they soft?
No, that's all I have is just blankets.
How many blankets?
7. They're all very nice, too. I like to wash them in mud.
You wash your nice blankets in mud?
I never said that it was dirty mud.
Oh.
It's very clean mud.
It's like mud with laundry detergent inside the mud itself. Yeah.
Usually I only cake one in like mud that's dries, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I put on the bottom as my mattress, a hard mattress, and then I put the softer ones. And then I just sleep on it.
So you don't have a house that you keep the blankets in?
No, I have a house. I live in a house.
So you said all you had was 7 blankets, and now you're saying you have a house.
I think maybe... I never said it's my house.
But you have a roof over your head where you live?
No.
Where you keep your blankets?
Mm-mm.
So you have a house with no roof?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's why you have so many blankets, because it's cold in a house without a roof.
Actually, I made the house out of blankets.
It's a blanket... Fort.
Yep, I made it out of really, really solid
How
blankets.
Big is the house?
It's made out of 4 blankets. I just
How big
one.
Are these blankets? I mean, that sounds like a very tiny house. I don't know how big the blankets are.
Your house sounds like a very tiny house.
I haven't spoken of my house, and I'd thank you to leave me alone about that. So
okay, fine. I understand.
So you constructed a house out of blankets. This is a this is a sad story. You seem like you're a child. Am I correct? You're a young person. How old are you?
Moving on. So your first question happens to be: have you seen that new movie that hasn't come out yet?
Which one?
The one that hasn't come out yet.
There's a lot that haven't come out yet.
Aliens versus Zombies.
I don't know. I have not seen that.
Versus Predators.
I have not seen that. I would like to see that. That sounds good.
Plus Guardians of the Galaxy.
I don't need them in there.
But that's the movie.
I don't want any Marvel people in my Alien Predators.
Oh, they're not. They're not Marvel. They're monsters.
The Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, they're the Guardians of the Galaxy, but they think to be the Guardians, they have to destroy the galaxy so that they won't have a job anymore, and then they can be free.
So they want to wreck the galaxy so they don't have to do protections of it?
Anymore. Yep.
So they're lazy.
Yeah, exactly.
They're the lazy guardians of the galaxy.
Mm. Have you seen it?
Lazy Guardians of the Galaxy?
No.
What?
Predators versus aliens versus zombies.
First time you said aliens versus zombies versus predators.
I'm sorry, I get things mixed up. Predators versus aliens versus zombies versus Guardians of the Galaxy. All right, moving on. You haven't seen it. Have you seen Tag?
I saw Tag, yeah.
How'd you think of it?
Thought it was okay.
Okay. You sound like you were just about to throw up.
Okay. No, it's not that I was about to throw up. It's
stuttering.
It was fine. It was a pleasant movie. It just wasn't as funny as I thought it was going to be, as I hoped it would be.
Yeah, it looked good. The preview looked good. Of course, I didn't have enough money to go see it because
also it's rated R, so you're not going to be seeing it.
I'm 34.
Oh, you're 34.
Yeah. I have...
Well, this makes the fact that you're living in a house made of blankets a little less sad.
Hey, I have a strange case of baby voice, which only...
Oh, yeah, baby voice?
Yeah, it only appears in ASDF.
What's ASDF?
ASDF. ASDF. Letters.
ASDF.
Yep, look it up sometime.
Okay.
They explain everything about baby voice.
Okay, I've never heard of that affliction. I'm sorry that you have that. Is it challenging to have baby voice when you're a 34-year-old man who lives in a blanket fort?
Yeah. You know, you should have heard my voice when I was 15.
Yeah? What did it sound like?
Let me try and recreate.
Oh. I'm glad I didn't know you then.
Yeah.
You sound much better now.
You still don't know me.
I'm getting to know you slowly over the course of this podcast interview.
Yeah. All right, so next question. What would you say your favorite engine type is? And if you had to pick a flavor of gasoline, what would you put on your car?
My favorite engine is a V8 engine. And the kind of gas that has the best flavor is just a regular unleaded, I think.
It's classic, my simple. Favorite, I like the root beer gasoline.
Root beer gasoline?
Yeah.
I've not had root beer gasoline.
Yeah.
It's just gasoline with root beer. At what gas station do you get root beer gasoline?
From the root beer gasoline gas station.
Oh, it's specific. Is there one? Are they everywhere? Or is there just one? I've never seen
they're a chain.
They are?
Yeah.
Well, Fantasia. I'll have to look for that. I'll look for in Fantasia?
Yeah.
I don't get to Fantasia very often, I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, I understand. It's in Dimension Zero.
Dimension Zero?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I travel there sometimes. I do have enough money for a keyhole, but of course keyholes can only come with keys, and I borrow my key from my friend George, who's not homeless either. He lives in Pillowfort. Mm.
So you guys don't consider yourselves homeless even though you live in blanket and pillow forts?
Well, technically we do have homes.
Do you own the real estate that the blanket... And pillow forts are on?
Well, see, I can't say yes to that, because if I said yes, I'd have to pay taxes.
So you're squatting?
Yeah.
You're illegally squatting somewhere?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. We'll say that.
Okay.
Well, how about, let's just take the IL out of it and put an LY.
It's very sad. I'm very sad for you.
Wow. You're a
34-year-old baby voice person who lives illegally in a blanket fort.
Yeah.
What do you think it was in your life choices that led you to this place?
Anyway, let's start asking more questions, huh?
Okay, go for it.
Let me think. Oh, here we go. Just grabbing that. The next question, grab the glasses. Seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
That's a question?
Oh, sorry, I missed something on the bottom. Seven chocolates. Oh, whoops, wrong list. that was my list of stuff to buy. Except I don't have any money, so I'm just saving that list.
Okay.
Ah, here we go. Okay. So, what would you say your favorite poster is?
My favorite poster?
Yeah. Which of your movie posters is your favorite?
Well, I really like, I have one in the garage for a movie called Ghost Town. Mm-hmm. I think that's my favorite movie poster.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it, like, the movie about the ghost town?
Yeah, the tagline is the good, the bad, the satanic.
Yeah.
And it's like a Western with ghosts in it.
Because it's like the good, bad, and ugly, except it's satanic instead of ugly, right?
Yeah.
Knew it!
Are you okay?
No.
No?
Anyway.
All right,
we have three more questions.
Yeah, what are those questions?
Well, first, a message from our sponsors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't have any sponsors, because... We're recording this.
No need to say that there was going to be a word from your sponsors.
Well, I was just saying there would have been a word from my sponsors if I had any.
That would be a good place for it.
I'm not that
popular. The cliffhanger after we talked about all we had, you'd throw to a commercial there?
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But you don't have a commercial.
No.
Who would be your ideal sponsors?
The sponsorship that gives free money to whoever's getting sponsored. Or whoever's sponsoring them.
Is it, well, yeah, but they give you money for the ad space.
No, I know, but I want extra money from it.
That's fine, but what company would you like it to be?
Blanket Forts Co.
Blanket Forts Co. I don't know that. Is that a national company, or is it a local?
It's Blanket Forts Co.
Right. Is that something that you can find all over the country or just in specific areas?
Co.
I'm not getting... Okay. That sounds like a great sponsor.
All right, thanks.
Is that the only one that you want?
Yep.
Okay.
My friend would probably... Maybe I'd do I'd do Blanket Forts, and I'd also do Pillow Forts for my friend Steve.
Blanket Forts and Pillow Forts. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends. You know, I had this one guy, you know, who made a fort out of just stuffed animals.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Giant fort out of stuffed animals.
All different sizes stuffed animals? Or yeah. Like average size stuffed animals?
Yeah. All different sizes.
Any super large stuffed animals?
Yeah.
Like the kind you win at a carnival or something?
Mm-hmm.
Like giant ones? Like a giant...
There are giant ones, there are tiny ones, there are really big ones.
Are there any Kung Fu Pandas?
Probably.
Yeah.
You'd have to... They'd be on the bottom, because he color codes everything. It goes white, black, red, purple, green, and then the rest of the colors.
Are there any, like, snakes? Stuffed animal snakes?
They'd be in the green. Unless,
unless they're orange. I've seen one that's orange.
That's true. Yeah.
Sometimes they have different colors, the snakes. What do you do if it's different colors? Where do they go?
The thing is, he usually takes out the snakes.
Uh-huh.
Because Indiana Jones is one of his friends. And then he always wakes up the neighbors whenever Indiana Jones comes. Because he's like, snakes? Why did it have to be snakes?
And he's like, they're just stuffed animals. Yeah. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Exactly.
What are you, on drugs?
Yeah, exactly. You
crazy guy?
Probably. All right, next question. What do you think about Trump sucks?
What do I think about Trump sucks?
No, what do you think about Trump sucks?
I'm not sure.
Trump. What do you think about Trump?
The president?
Yeah. That guy.
I think he's the president.
Yeah.
Of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's all I got.
That's all you got.
I'm not a very political person.
Yeah, you don't seem like a very political
person. No, I don't want to involve myself. I just want to look away, and as long as I can watch my TV when I get home.
Mm, yeah.
The government can do whatever.
Yeah, you seem like that kind of person.
Yeah, totally that way.
Yeah.
As long as I can, you know... have my personal freedoms. I don't care what they do. Are you asleep?
Yeah. Probably.
Sorry.
5, 7, 9. Oh. That's right. I left school 30 years ago.
30?
Mm-hmm.
So you quit school when you were 4?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I never had money for school. I went to this free school when I was 4, but then I left.
You mean a public school?
Yep.
When you were 4?
Yeah.
That's really preschool age. It's probably a daycare center. They're usually not cheap.
Yeah, but see, they're kind of confused with my age, because when I was 4, I spoke like this.
Yeah. That's not... It wouldn't be confusing about your age. It's just a piercing and annoying sound.
Are you calling my voice annoying?
No.
Are you calling my voice annoying?
When you were 4, it clearly was.
You better not be calling my voice annoying.
I'm not. I would never want to offend a person with baby voice.
Yeah. You better not.
I would.
Oh, and don't say baby voice.
I'm sorry, what's the politically correct term?
What are politics? I'm just kidding. I know what politics are. The political term that's correct.
I don't feel like this interview is following any real thread of logic or reason.
Hey, George? Yeah, hey, George? George, can you get this man his money? Yeah. That's right. We don't have any money. Sorry.
That's often the case in the podcasting world, it seems.
Yeah. Well, I think this is all the time we have for right now. Let's go on to more questions.
Okay.
All right, so our
I thought you were about to wrap up the show, and then there's more questions.
Why'd you think that?
Because it was just the way you were sounding, though, like the what you were talking right now.
Don't assume things. Like okay. How you assumed baby voice was correct. How you assumed that you weren't a nice person. How you assumed it was just okay to push me off the playground when I was 7.
I don't understand why I'm... What's happening? What is happening? What's happening?
I don't know.
You don't make any sense.
Sorry. Anyways. What was I gonna say?
I don't know. It's unpredictable. Sometimes you just spout numbers.
What was I gonna say?
Sometimes you say weird things about
politics. Oh, yes! What shows have you been on recently, besides You're the Worst and Just Add Magic?
I was on Ray Donovan.
Oh, really? What'd you play on Ray Donovan?
A script reader.
Oh,
no.
That's boring.
Thanks.
What's next? How about, who did you play on, like, commercials?
I played lots of dads. Dads.
Really? You don't seem like you'd be a very good dad.
Really? Do I seem like I'd be a bad dad in real life? Or you mean like you wouldn't believe me as playing a dad in a commercial?
Probably both. Yeah.
Both. You think I'd be a bad dad in real life and as an actor?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm curious as to why you reached that particular conclusion.
Well, first of all, you're a bad actor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And but second of all, subjective. You wouldn't be a good dad.
But what's your evidence to support this argument that you have about
that's
me?
That's my evidence. Hey, if you fell down a chair, what would be your evidence for falling down a chair?
If you fell down a chair, one, I don't understand what that means. Two, if you fell down the chair, people would see you do that, right? So there's eyewitnesses
and evidence. How about if you touch something? What's your evidence you touched it? But you knew you touched it, right?
But nobody else saw you touch it?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you just have your word.
So I have my word. And of course, if you just touched that wall, you touched it. And that's your proof. You know you touched it. And I know that you're a bad actor. See? This is logic here. Logic.
Yeah, sure.
Acting really, really
sure.
Well.
That's logic. Uh-huh.
All right. Final question. Let me just look it up.
All right, Mr. Logic. Yeah?
Hold on. I'm looking it up.
Okay.
I forgot what the answer was.
Oh.
Okay. It's a quiz. Okay, what is the exact number of pi?
The exact number of pies where?
Pi.
I don't know how much pi there is.
No pi.
In the world? Like right this minute?
No, the number, pi.
Oh, like 3.14 blah 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 blah?
Mm-mm, actually 3.14159268530 ','      6535839789 I'm just going to stop there.
Yeah, because it's infinite. It never ends.
You know what? Just for saying that, just for saying I can't do that, I'm going to finish.
You can't
4460955058223.
It's infinite. You're going to be doing this forever.
That's what you think.
Well, if you're going to finish it, you can't finish
1-7-2-5-3-5-9-4-0-8. You can finish a pie.
Like a strawberry pie, you can finish that.
Oh my god, how could I finish a strawberry pie?
What do you mean?
It's so long and huge. Unlike pie. Pie's so simple, see?
Yeah, it's a lot of numbers.
Well, fine, if you can't do that, I'll give you an easier question. What is the definition of pie?
It's a delicious dessert, sometimes with fruit.
Wrong! What is the definition of cat?
It's an animal that poops and barfs.
Okay, you got two right.
In your house?
Two right. Uh-huh. Final one. Mm-hmm. If you get this, I'll give you all my money I have. Mm-hmm. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. What is the definition of bat?
Bat? Well, I don't know. There's a lot of definitions of the word bat. It could be a stick that you hit things with. It could be a flying animal that looks like a rodent and turns into vampires. Could be the beginning of a title of a movie with Gene Hackman called Bat 21.
Oh, yeah.
Could be the name of...
Oh, that's a good question.
The bad guy in The Taking of Beverly Hills, his name was Bat Masterson.
Oh, you're right. Anyway, Cop? Beverly Hills Cop? Or just
no,
Beverly
The
Hills?
Taking of Beverly Hills.
Oh, The Taking of Beverly Hills. You're right. Anyway, what do you think is the dumbest title of a movie ever? That's your final question.
The dumbest title of a movie...
Ever. Yes, thanks for repeating what I just said.
Wow, that's
now
really,
I know what you said. Or I said.
That's a really hard question. I mean, I would have to think about it.
Well, you got 20 seconds.
Don't be a menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood.
Is that a real movie?
Yep.
That's so weird.
It's actually a funny title, making fun of it. It's like one of those airplane-y type movies. Mm-hmm. But it was the only title I could think of that was really silly.
What's the... most boring movie
of all time? Mm-hmm. Like the movie itself or the title?
Movie.
The most boring movie ever made? Mm-hmm. Probably this movie called Grimm.
Okay. What's it about?
It's about a monster that lives in some mine shafts or something.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I feel like you're just being rude at this point.
Well, thank you for saying that. I'm glad that you said that on my podcast. Now everyone heard you say that I was rude. How could you do that? I mean, yay. Thanks. All right. I'm afraid this is all the time we have for this part of the podcast. Mm-hmm. And, oh, wait. This is all the time I have. The cops are coming. Looks like I'm gonna have to be fast. Okay, bye, people. This has been Bob. This has been...
Todd.
And this has been the Living in Blankets podcast. Thank you for coming and enjoy the show. Goodbye.